PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
We are actually the worst. We are live. Welcome to the Worst Golf Podcast. Everybody wants to be the best. We strive to be the worst. When a bad take is necessary, we'll be here to share it with you. I'm your host, JB, and with me is Morgan. She'll spend most of her time off camera, yet will be here to keep me in line with all those buttons. Before we get started, if you're not a subscriber or following, because this is live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like the video, all those things. It helps us more than you know. If you're listening, one of our audio listeners, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, make sure you subscribe and make sure you leave a review. That helps us way more than you know. Now that that garbage is out of the way, we can continue with the Worst Golf Podcast.
That really is a mouthful.
It really is. And for what it's worth, I don't have like a script. There's a small little thing with some notes up front, but there's no real script to follow. I probably need to print that out, but I'm not sure I could see that far.
Yeah, I just wait till you say Morgan, and then I change the camera. And then as soon as you say buttons, I switch it back.
So we just booked a trip to California. And the reason this is news is we haven't been out there in a couple of years other than for the granddaddy.
Yeah, it's been even longer for me, but it's been at least 2 years for you, which is unheard of.
Yeah, so we're going out there. I have five events between now and then, which is kind of crazy. The amount of travel that's coming up is nuts. But we booked our flight. We booked our rental car hotel room. We're going to get to see some people, talk about 2023 a little bit, get some fun stuff coming. So if you're following along in October, you're going to see a whole lot of announcements coming from us that are going to be fun. Somebody asked about the Adele glasses. For our audio listeners, you won't see this, but Chris Koski at Adele gave us a couple of glasses to go on our little table. Those are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah, that was a last minute change, and I'm glad we put them on there because it looks really good.
Yeah, we're going to start putting Easter eggs around the studio, Morgan said, so we can run some contests off that. And we do have some contests coming, but before we get to that, going back to the California trip, you know, we get to work with every company in golf. And I say that sincerely, we work with every single company in golf, whether it's Chicago, Atlanta, California, Arizona,
Texas,
you know, the list is long. And people always ask what it's like working with them. The people in the golf industry are genuinely good people. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, there are certain people, especially that I would think of like family. Like I knew that if like there was an emergency, I could call them. Like that's how good these people are.
And I'm not going to say all of them are. I would say 95% are. There are some that are real assholes, but not too many we work with. And we're humbled and fortunate. We choose who we get to work with, and that's important to us. But it really is. It's a fun trip for us. It's a lot of work, but we get to go and share meals and share some drinks and sit down and talk about new products and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. What else is fun, in a horrible segue, is we have a budget championship coming up with Budget Golf and Bag Boy and Theragun, and it's going at the Dormy Club, which is a fantastic facility. And people didn't know this. It's two-man teams. People sign up. We make the teams, so you don't know who you are. You get some fun team names and everything. But we got trophies this year. And to be fair, Ryan from Budget got trophies, and we're going to show those off right now. You'll see them on our lovely turntable.
I was going to say, look at a fancy turntable, or I don't know what I was going to call it, but
it's a turntable.
Sure, turntable.
We don't have speed variable, so we're going to wait for it to come all the way around on you. For the people who are listening, it's a crystal trophy. It's two pieces. It's got a small base and a crystal golf ball on top. It has the Budget Championship logo on it.
THP logo.
You know, it has the THP logo inside it, and the winners are going to get to each take one of those home. We have two of them, and obviously they have a whole lot of prizes for the winners too, but everybody who comes gets a whole lot of good stuff. So speaking of the Budget Championship, this is a better segue.
Yes.
Next week on the show, we have a very special show next week, but we're going to announce a contest for the Budget Championship that even if you're not playing in it, you can win some stuff that's pretty awesome, including a custom Theragun Mini with the Budget Championship logo and some other stuff. So stay tuned for that.
I have to say, it's so cool that they were able to put a logo on the Mini. It looks so good.
Yeah, and we don't have a picture of it to show you, but there is one on the forum. So for audio people, you can go over to the forum and check it out. It says like coolest Mini ever or something like that. But it's really cool. The Theragun Mini, in all our years of doing this, is top five best gadgets we've ever received in
the office.
Without question. I use it every single day. It goes with me on trips. If you don't have one yet, you're missing out.
We keep one in different rooms in the house. Your office, my office, my gym. Like we're kind of hoarding them.
I love that you said your gym because I don't really go in there, but
you only go in there for the energy drinks.
Yeah, that's true. But they're not part of this show. We're giving one away today, but they're not part of this show in any way. We just happen to love their devices.
Agreed.
Speaking of next week.
Yes.
We have somebody that we're excited about.
Yes.
So Adam Rank is coming on the show with us. And for those that aren't into football or fantasy football, Adam Rank is somebody who's on NFL Network pretty much every single day. And he's one of the funniest guys. He's a Midwest guy, but he lives in LA now. He's one of the funniest guys in all of sports.
He actually used to be a comedian. I don't know if he still does stand up, but I'm pretty sure he was a comedian.
I don't know if he was a comedian or if he took his act on the road talking about football and things like that.
Yeah.
But either way, he did shows, but he's fantastic. If you don't follow him on Twitter, do so. But he's going to join us on the show next week. We're going to talk golf because he's a huge golfer, big time. He is very much into Srixon, works with them. He's not a sponsored athlete necessarily, but you'll see him talking about that on Twitter as well as obviously football. But I know you're excited about having him on.
I am. I'm going to try very hard off camera to get him to give me some tips and pointers for our draft next week or not next week. It is next week, isn't it?
Is it?
Right?
When's the draft?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Well, then the show is going to drop on draft day.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
So our show next week will be Thursday.
Oh, watch out, League One. I'm getting tips.
Yeah, so you're going to be able to talk to Adam directly and get some tips, but he's fantastic and he is hysterical. So if you do not or don't know of him or follow him, do so, but you're going to love this show. I'm going to make a little bit of a rant since we just mentioned Srixon. And that is, I was talking to somebody earlier and they mentioned they saw a wedge. It was a video call and they saw a wedge on my desk and they called it Edel. And it was an Edel wedge. And I'm going to rant briefly about the way to pronounce company names. If you're going to have a conversation with somebody and share any sort of information, at least pronounce the name right. Please, people. Edel is not Edel. It's Edel.
You're here to educate now.
Yes. We should have that the more you know with the rainbow come across the screen.
Yes.
It's Edel. The other one, Zexio. I understand.
That's a tough one.
XXIO, saying Zexio is not the same, but it's Zexio. It's not XIO. It's not double XIO. It's not anything. It's Zexio. And finally, Srixon. There's no T in there. It's not Strixon. It's not Srixton. It's Srixon. It's not that hard. Just work to pronounce it. If you're going to play the equipment, at least know how to pronounce the brand. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I would. Yeah. And if you don't know, then ask somebody, which is something I do all the time. Like there's those, I still can't remember them, but the peppers that are here. Dadle. I still don't remember, but I keep asking people. Eventually I'm going to remember what they tell me. But that's, yes, you ask people.
Just ask somebody if you're unsure.
Yes.
But Srixon seems like a pretty easy one. And it is, somebody asked in the comments if it's pronounced the Hacker's Paradise. It is. THP works fine too. Just like this one, Worst Golf Podcast, obviously. You're listening to it. It's terrible. Or WGP, that works too. We were talking about football with Adam. Yes. And new segment we're going to have. So I was hinted at the fact by my lovely co-host that
that's me.
I'm getting bigger. And
I did not say that.
At nearing 50 years old, I'm certainly not growing taller. So she means width.
For the record, it's actually Adidas. But here in the U.S., we just call it Adidas.
Yes. You interrupted me.
I'm sorry, but I was reading the comments and I wanted to answer them.
I've gotten a little bigger. So football season rolling around. We like to watch our Sunday football. You're really into Sunday football.
I am.
Probably more so than me.
Yes, I usually scare the dog at least 3 times.
She does yell at the screen quite a bit.
I can't help it.
And I told you, like, I like certain things during football. Nachos, buffalo chicken dip, things like that.
Right.
And I asked you to find healthier alternatives for that. And you said you did.
Yes.
And you're going to share a recipe. And for those that want to try to make this, we'll post the recipe in the forum. It's also in the description in the YouTube video. If you're watching on YouTube, great. If you're not, you can go over there and get the actual recipe.
Yes. Okay. So this is something I've actually been making for myself for years, and I'm a big fan of wonton cup type recipes. I think they're just super easy and you can literally throw anything in there. But for this one, we're going to do buffalo chicken. And I'm not going to read the whole recipe like Josh said, because you'll be able to see it. But basically, you can use rotisserie chicken, you can use chicken breast, chicken thighs, ground chicken. I actually like using ground chicken because I don't really like cutting up raw chicken. It's just gross and fleshy. I do it, but I don't like it. And I also, it's just so easy to like plop the whole thing of ground chicken into the pan and then just cook it up that way. But I use blue cheese dressing. You can use ranch dressing in there. I like to add a little bit of blue cheese crumble. Because
for our Southern fans, they can jump on the ranch.
Yes. Because I happen to really like blue cheese. And then, you know, use a little, use a lot. That obviously will change the health factor of it. But it's not going to be the prettiest thing ever. Like when it comes out of the oven, you're gonna be like, what is this? Doesn't always have to be pretty. Just eat it. It's delicious.
And I can tell you with all honesty, it's fantastic. And I didn't feel guilty eating three of them. And
no,
I was
actually
really full.
You can have a serving of three.
Yeah. And I was stuffed and they were delicious. And so if you're looking for that football treat to make during opening week, definitely go with it. The recipe's down below.
Yep. It'll definitely give you that buffalo chicken craving.
Some people have tuned in for your recipes.
Yes.
But some people have also tuned in for a contest.
Yes.
And today we are giving away your choice, mystery box or the Theragun Mini we were just talking about. That dead air for our audio listeners was me picking it up. There it is. Oh. Theragun Mini sealed in the box, a little blown out from the light. You get your choice to win. And the way to enter is going to be really easy, but you have to wait for the show to end. So when our live stream ends, you're going to leave a comment on YouTube. It has to be on YouTube. So if you're watching on Facebook, you're watching on Twitter, you're watching on our website or our forum, because this is streamed simultaneously to all of them, you have to go to the THP Golf YouTube channel, find this video, and leave a comment, not in this little live stream of comments, but in the actual comments underneath. Like the video, leave a comment, and just say, what is our worst segment today? Again, we're going to go with that. We're going to have a lot of them. So they're all pretty terrible.
Yeah, they are, including my camera switching work. It's not been so good today, but that's okay.
Your camera switching work?
Yeah.
I don't get to see that.
Yeah. People don't know that I messed up, but I know I messed up already.
There's about 47 buttons. No, probably 77 buttons over there. I'm sure that they'll forgive you.
I hope so.
Oh, I thought you were going to add something.
No,
to that.
I had nothing to add. I was
that
actually
dead silence is fantastic for listeners.
I thought you had something else to say, so I was reading something.
I have something to say for Arrow, who, by the way, is right here. He's sleeping, and if you see our eyes watering, it's because he's trying to gas us out of this room.
That's probably part of the dead silence, is because I think I was choking.
But if you like Arrow or have a dog like Arrow, you want to get yourself a BarkBox. Everybody loves BarkBox. If you have a dog and aren't using wow, that's easy for me to say. BarkBox, you're missing out. Ever see the commercial with the peanut butter boxes here with the talking dogs? It is literally my favorite commercial, and they play it on NFL Network, which makes it even better.
I know.
BarkBox isn't that. It's better. A box arrives to your for your dog each and every month. And if you sign up at barkbox.com/THP golf, you'll get a free month added to your multi-month subscription. I say this because Arrow can't have a BarkBox because they send treats and he's allergic to all food. He's on medicated food, but we love seeing the pictures you guys are posting of the dogs getting their BarkBox. I know Packers Girl on our forum just posted one that Vader, that's their dog's name, liked it. Not Vader, the forum member. That would be weird if she bought a BarkBox for him. So
that just took a turn.
Yeah. I mean, if she bought one for him, that's great. Maybe he'll come out and tell us about it. But BarkBox helps the show stay on the air and you get a free month for doing everything you can. If you're going to use BarkBox, at least pronounce it right. I am pronouncing it right, but the comments, you didn't spell it right. It's one word, BarkBox. With our trip coming up.
Yes.
We wanted to talk a little bit about airlines because we were talking about this before we started. And when you're flying anywhere, you really have to schedule accordingly because it's bad right now with travel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you kind of just have to assume that a flight's getting canceled or delayed or something ridiculous is going to happen.
We had some people recently go on some THP event trips and some of them flawlessly, others, you know, stuck in airports for hours and things like that. I haven't had that as of late. I haven't had to fly. I've been driving to a lot of them. I drove to one that was 8.5 hours away. What do you do when your clubs are lost?
That's a great question. Cause I mean, you can get rentals, but do you already feel like, you know, the round is not going to be good. The event is, you know, your experience is no longer going to be positive. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
So we just had it happen. We had the Goat Cup at Ballyhack with Callaway Golf, and Jason Finley from Callaway, his clubs didn't arrive in time. So he had to use a rental set for the first four holes, which was hysterical because he had to use clubs from another company. He made sure to point that out, that he liked his better, which he definitely played better once he had his. But they showed up by the fourth hole of the day, so it wasn't that bad.
Which was shocking because I thought it wasn't even going to show up till the next day.
Yeah, but what do you guys think? We want to hear from you guys in the comments. What do you do? Do you travel earlier? Do you try to set up your flight earlier, kind of knowing that there could be some airline issues? Let's say you're going on your dream golf trip or to a THP event or something like that.
That is your dream golf trip.
Of course it is. Do you fly in maybe the day before and get a hotel room for a night? Sometimes work dictates that. Do you fly in just several hours earlier? Do you make the drive knowing that it could stretch it? Maybe the drive is 10 hours. Normally your cutoff would be 4, but with the airlines, what they are. I know some people will say ship them. In Jason's case, it was a shipping thing. He did ship them. He used ship sticks and it was still delayed.
Oh, I thought it was the airline.
No, his were delayed based strictly on he shipped them to the place because he had other stuff to bring with him for the event. So what do you do? What's your backup plan? Everybody needs to have a plan B, I guess. Yeah. What's the best way? Like, what do you guys do? I think that in Jason's case, it was pretty funny. He was vacationing with his family in Coeur d'Alene and was going back to California. And his fear was going back to California, then flying out the next morning, something could happen. So why not?
That makes perfect
ship sense. Him from Coeur d'Alene. So he did and gave himself an extra 3 days before the event. And they went from Coeur d'Alene to California to Kentucky. I want to say back to California and then arrived.
That makes sense.
Of course. It's the easiest, definitely, routing schedule that there is.
It's fuel saving.
I've always said, you know, ship sticks, and we've done it before, has worked fine. But I think in this case, the shipping companies are in just as rough a shape currently as the airlines. And I think I'd roll the dice with the airlines, personally.
I think I would too, because at least a lot of times you can track on the app too.
Yeah. And you'll know where they are.
Yeah. Or if like you happen to have a seat where you're by where the stuff gets loaded, you can actually see your stuff going on.
And I'm not sure. I know customer service is not really a real thing. And in golf, it's amazing, the customer service in golf. But I don't know what's worse, dealing with the customer service at an airline or dealing with the customer service at FedEx or UPS. It's absolutely awful.
That, I don't know. I think I'd rather just bang my head against a wall.
Yeah. So me personally, I'm going airline. I'm either flying in the day early or flying in at least several hours early where there's another flight that the clubs could make it on.
Yeah. I think I would attend if I could, if it was possible, I would fly in a day early because otherwise, oof, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a tough spot to be in. One of the things that we saw when we were talking about this is, I saw a press release for a company that would possibly solve this problem. And that was a golf club vending machine.
This is so fascinating to me.
And I know nothing about this, to be fair. I know that they exist now or are coming soon. And basically what it would be, and I've never spoken to this company. I don't know if there's brands aligned with them or anything, but it would be a box, so to speak. Like think of a small shed that was done vending machine style, and you could rent or buy clubs from it. I want to say it was more purchase than rent, but it may be the other way. I don't know.
Because here's the thing. They'd have to have some kind of a tracker on it. Otherwise, you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to rent it. Bye-bye.
Well, I believe you put your credit card in to rent it, and if you don't return it, you're getting billed for the full amount.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But it's pretty cool, and it started dawning on me like how many places this could be used. So I'm going to date myself here, but back in the day... Pro shops at country clubs and golf courses were aligned with the head pro. So there was an incentive there for the head pro to be educated in equipment, sell equipment, things like that. The internet has changed that a lot, where a lot of times the golfers who are places on like THP and others, have just as much knowledge, if not more, than the head pro.
Right.
Not on the golf swing necessarily, but on the equipment. So going in, you might have an idea of what you want. So I think that there's areas for this. You could do golf balls and not have to go through the staff. You could do gloves. You could do hats. You could do everything.
See, that stuff makes sense to me. Golf balls, hats, tees, gloves, towels. That kind of stuff makes sense. The club is interesting, and logistically, I can't quite wrap my head around how that would work. But
yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I saw a press release on it. I was pretty interested, and I haven't done anything with it. So forgive me, because I have to do some more research, but I just found it pretty interesting.
I think so.
The interesting dynamic of technology moving towards the future takes me to the next thought process, which is in Florida, where we live, there are areas that are very golf cart friendly.
Yes.
And we've done an event at a course a few years ago outside of Hilton Head called Hague Point, where you actually, there's no cars on that island.
But you actually have to take a boat to
get
there.
You take a boat and then you use your golf cart for everything. But there's no stores or anything inside there. Not in Hague Point anyway.
Yeah, they do have that one restaurant, I think, right? Yeah.
But you go to the Villages, for instance, and nobody really uses a car. It's
so fun.
It's all golf carts, and they build these trails where you don't even have to drive on the road. You go under into the roads through the tunnels. And we have a lot of forum members that live in the Villages that can attest to that. And then there's an area, a neighborhood here in Ponte Vedra, that is very golf cart friendly. You go to Publix and restaurants and everything on the golf cart, and everybody is on the golf cart. They don't do the tunnels, which I think is a mistake.
Well, it's a little bit different too, because like with the Villages, all the golf carts are gas, and then you actually had those adorable, they're so freaking cute, these adorable gas stations for golf carts.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of that is the distance. So in the Villages,
for sure,
from one village to one end to the other is an hour drive. I mean,
it's a whole city now.
Yeah. 100,000 residents. Whereas the area in Ponte Vedra is not that big, but they don't even allow gas carts, which I found kind of interesting, because you can get stranded electric. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But everybody's cruising around, and there's another one being built up in Jacksonville. I think it's called E-Town.
Oh, and then the one in Ponte Vedra, most people take their kids to school on the golf cart.
Yeah. And I know it's not as prevalent outside of the Southeast. Arizona has a few like this as well, but I think the whole electric golf cart is going to catch on even more moving forward in these self-contained communities. We lived in a self-contained community. We lived in Tampa before we moved to Clearwater, and they didn't have the golf cart thing, but it would have made so much sense in that neighborhood had it been built around that.
I agree.
So we want to hear your thoughts. Could you live in an area that was golf carts for going out for groceries, grabbing drinks with your friends, taking your kids to school? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh.
I'm asking you, could you live in an area?
Oh, I thought you were saying I'm asking them.
Well, I am asking them also.
Oh, you pointed towards this TV, so that's what I thought. Yeah, I totally could.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's funny because originally, it's a weird thing. So before we moved back to Florida, I had said no, I couldn't do it because it's so hot. But something changed when we moved from Tennessee to here, and I've really become I'll use the word comfortable. It's not quite comfortable, but I'm accepting of the hot weather now. And so I could totally do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus you can take your dog with you, which I really do like.
And Arrow does love the golf cart.
And they also have, do you remember it was kind of like a mini. It was like, it had air conditioning.
Oh yeah. They do make the electric carts that are fully enclosed with air conditioning. I don't know. It feels a little claustrophobic.
Very claustrophobic. But they're cool looking though. And you could take them on the golf course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least in the Villages, you could
at the Villages. Yeah. I don't think most places would do it. There's also not really a place to put your bag, but I know you can get the little accessory package.
Yeah, it was very futuristic looking.
So my parents don't live in a community like that. They live in Hammock Beach. But they came to visit us for my father's birthday last week. And
his 82nd?
82nd birthday. 82nd. And doing well. But, you know, at that age, things start to go. This is not something that starts to go, though, but it's kind of a funny story. So they leave here. They were here for basically a day.
Yeah, it was like 24 hours.
24 hours. And we took them to dinner in St. Augustine. And I think that was his favorite present that we actually bought dinner.
Yeah. And we went to the magic show.
We went to a magic show because they like that kind of stuff.
It was actually entertaining.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
But upon leaving, we get a phone call saying, did I leave my iPad at your house?
This is your parents leaving the next morning.
Yeah, yes. The next morning. Did I leave the iPad, my iPad at your house? No. We searched the house. No.
We looked everywhere.
Then we get the second phone call. I think I left it on top of the car. To which I don't really have an answer other than sorry. You know, like, yeah. Have you done Find My iPad?
Because yeah,
I was absolutely sure it was still in their house.
Yeah, I figured it was just in a bag or something.
Yeah. So, of course, we get the call later that day after a 6-hour rainstorm.
It was so bad. It rained forever.
Saying, nope, we did the Find My iPad. It's half a mile from your house outside of your neighborhood on the road. Can you go get it?
Sure.
So we drive down and
sure enough,
lo and behold, it's sitting in the middle of the road. And it's we don't live on a main road. We live in a neighborhood off of a road.
Yeah.
And it's in that mainish road right in the middle of the road.
In the median, too.
Yeah. It had been run over at least a dozen times.
Oh, my God. So many times.
And was waterlogged beyond belief.
It was a hot mess.
And the best part is, so I bring it back and I take a picture of it and I send it to them and I get the phone call. Does it still work? No.
No,
of course it doesn't work.
It's in like 14 pieces.
But, you know, at least now that we found it. But those are the little things that only happen with family. And it's hard to explain. Well, I mean, there's weird stuff that happens all the time. But
yeah,
I guess we should probably just segue to weird news from our home state because she's got a doozy this week.
I do. All right. So this story is interesting because it could go a couple of different ways, but I'm just going to read it and then we can discuss. Okay. A mother and grandmother in Florida are facing charges after they allegedly duct taped their children and grandchildren to a chair because of a stolen moon pie that they weren't supposed to eat. The Daytona Beach Police Department said that it received a report from the Department of Children and Families regarding Yamani Bain, probably butchered that, 30, stating that her children's hands were taped behind their back, adding that their mother wrapped one kid's entire body with tape because she was mad, according to Fox 35. Police officers said that they spoke with the grandmother, Frances Chu, who was also at the home, and said that the three children were playing with the duct tape and taped themselves onto a chair in the kitchen, which, I mean, I can kind of believe that.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Police reportedly spoke with one of the children before they went to the home, who said that their mother duct taped her, her sisters, and brother to a chair as a punishment because one of them ate a moon pie without asking for permission. An investigation into the incident revealed that one of the children was actually duct taped to a wall and the other children were taped to a chair. Police said that the grandmother assisted in taping the children and both were arrested for aggravated child abuse, and DCF placed the children with other family members. So, part of the story says it's kind of sad, right? Because, like, that's child abuse. But then the other part of the story says, or is it good parenting?
First like, off, we have to thank V-Golfman, Michael Verska, who sent us this article.
Yes.
If you get a good Florida man story, send it in. We definitely want to share them.
Yeah, absolutely.
As somebody who does not have children, I always thought duct tape was the perfect babysitter. You got to run an errand, just duct tape them to a chair. Everything's good.
Yeah, you've made that joke before. Actually, that's right. That's a lot of duct tape because they said brothers, sisters, and themselves. So I don't know how many children, but we're talking about at least four, possibly more.
See,
and duct taping somebody to a wall. So that, first of all, how do you have that much duct tape? That's a little suspicious. Second of all, a moon pie.
Moon pies are pretty good.
Is it bad that that's the part I have the biggest problem with in this story?
No, moon pies are pretty good, especially banana. Banana moon pies are very good.
No, come on. Like, if you stole Nutrageous, yeah, okay.
No, come on.
Yeah, a
banana
pie?
Moon pie, yeah. But no. I guess...
Eat my ice cream? Oh, it's on.
I still but go back pie. To the same thing of should... We're concentrating on the duct tape and the moon pie rather than the fact that this person is allowed to reproduce
several times.
Yeah. I have nothing to say. Like it seems like a perfectly plausible reason to use duct tape.
Because they ate a moon pie.
I mean,
listen, I'm all for disciplining children. And again, we don't have kids. So who are we to judge? But,
oh, I'm judging.
I know. I'm all for disciplining kids. I'm not sure that duct taping them is the right way. Like if it was lightly duct tape or something, like where they could kind of move and it was just sort of behind the chair, like that's just a timeout, right? Like that's not really any different than a timeout.
Yeah. I don't know about the hands behind the back. Like, I don't necessarily like that one. Maybe the legs into the chair so they can't move, like across the lap. I don't know.
I don't know
everybody out there who has children, like, tell us, is it as bad as it sounds? It's bad.
How do I not have it? There's not three servings in a Nutrageous. That's one serving.
Just saying. I would never do that to Arrow. And he would definitely eat a moon pie.
I mean,
he's not allowed and he gets super sick, but I would never do that to him.
Yeah.
But Arrow also can't have BarkBox. And if you have a dog that can't have BarkBox because they go through toys too quickly, they have something for you. It's the Super Chewer. So Arrow actually doesn't have any teeth. He's got like six. But if your dog does, and you know they destroy every single toy you put in front of them, BarkBox thought of that. Their new website, www.superchewer.com/THP golf, will give you that same free month that we mentioned earlier, added on to your multi-month subscription. So if your dog likes to destroy toys, get them the Super Chewer. If they like to play with toys, get them the BarkBox. Either way, you're going to get a free month out of it. Yesterday on the THP forum, somebody started a thread. I want to say it was one of our staff writers, D-Deck, started a thread on the Tour Championship, which is happening this week. And we don't talk a lot about PGA Tour here, and that's going to remain, but we got a quick segment here. And the Tour Championship, how would you fix it? Because right now it's got the final 30, and it starts out with like the person in first place starting at 10 under. So he's basically getting strokes versus it. So it's a tough situation in theory.
Right.
When you look at it on paper, it looks terrible. The problem is how to fix it. And people said, turn it into match play. That's really hard. People say, well, if you're in the top 30, you're in. That's super hard. And I don't think that works necessarily, because then there's no real strive to be in first place. First and 30th are the exact same thing.
True.
I think there are some things you could do with match play to make it interesting. But one of the things that's rarely mentioned when match play is discussed, because we all love match play, is it's very hard to televise.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you need, if you have four groups or six groups going off, you need that many, you know, setups following each one around. Then you need the aspect of when it's down to like the final two, you have all that wasted space when they're walking to their ball. So while we all hate the starting out at 10 under, starting out at 8 under, and so on and so forth, keep in mind there's a method, but I'd love to hear from you guys what your choice is to fix it, because right now there isn't one. And I agree, the optics of it are terrible. But what would you do to fix the Tour Championship and make it better? They're competing for $18 million or something like that.
So just a little bit of money.
Yeah. And I know that that's not a cash payout. It's not. It goes into the retirement thing. And I know Tiger Woods has been very critical of that over the years. But, you know, what would you do to fix it? Because it seems to be that rant of the day, get off my lawn moment. Every single day as we're into the Tour Championship now. And you have your own get off my lawn segment.
I do. I have a big one. I wanted to talk about this last week because it was irritating me then. It's bothered me all week. It's irritating me now. You ready?
I'm ready. Because I strongly disagree with this.
Apple keyboards. Why are they so horrible? They're the freaking worst. I want to take a sledgehammer and destroy them all. These slim, low profile, you can't feel what you're typing.
Love
if you
them.
Have even like the tiniest little bit of a nail, then it slips off and then, I hate it.
Don't have that problem.
No, I hate them. I hate them so much. I even bought a stupid riser for mine and it still doesn't work. But when I tried to use a different keyboard, like a Logitech or something like that, can we say that if we're not sponsored?
Yeah. Say anything you want.
It's still, they don't work as well. And then you have to figure out like where the command button is, whatever. So it was just easier to stick with the Apple one, especially now with the fingerprint. But I freaking hate it.
It is funny on our new desktop computers that we use, because we only use these in here.
Yeah.
It's got the little fingerprint login and it's fantastic. Why can't they bring that back to a phone? I have no idea, but it's fantastic.
I also miss that on the phone. But yeah, the fingerprint part, great. But the rest of it, hot trash. I hate it.
Hot trash.
Trash.
It's not trash.
No, it's trash. It's seriously, it's trash. People should use it for target practice. It's terrible.
You know, I'm going to go off script here. You mentioned hot.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how hot it is outside as of late.
It is currently 90 degrees outside.
And playing golf in the heat and staying hydrated. I'm very curious to hear what our audience, if you're listening, let us know on the THP forum. If you're watching, leave it in the comments. What do you drink during the round? I'm not an alcohol drinker on the course kind of guy. I'm not an anti it. Whatever somebody wants, they can have. I drink a liquid IV, not a sponsor.
No. Nope.
I happen to like that. And I was getting dehydrated previously and I switched to that.
By the way, I got an email from them and they, have you tried their cherry something flavor?
Golden cherry?
Yes.
No, but somebody on the forum said it was their favorite and I haven't tried it yet, so I need to. But since I've been doing those, I haven't had any problems, but you really can't drink two or three of those in a day. You'll get pretty sick.
No, I don't think
I've never tried it, but I'm curious what people drink. If it's Gatorade, if it's liquid IV, I'm a liquid IV guy. And I'm just really curious what you guys are into. So leave a comment below or respond if you're watching on Twitter or on the forum. I'm super curious because we got some events coming up where I'm going to be playing in the heat and I'd love to know.
Speaking of playing golf.
Yes.
You kind of have your own little get off my lawn, don't you?
Yeah. And it's an ongoing one because I despise slow play. Despise it. But I'm going to reference this in a little different because everybody talks about being a slow play Nazi and things like that. It'd be hard. I'd have a yarmulke on and be a Nazi. But slow play is awful and everybody's plagued by it. Sadly, most of you guys are slow. I'm just going to say it. But not everybody's slow. And it's not the slow of the pre-shot routine, although those are bad. I saw somebody made a reference on social media the other day, and I don't know who it was, but they said, a 30-second pre-shot routine over the course of the round adds something like 25 minutes to your round.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, let that sink in for a second. But I don't care if a round is moving and it's slow. I care when you have to stand around and wait 5 minutes between each shot because someone's going to read the green six times over. And I just, like, read the room. Know your audience.
Or my pet peeve. I'm going to leave all my clubs over here. I'm going to walk all the way to the middle of the fairway. I'm going to get my rangefinder, try to find my spot, go back to my bag, get my club, then come back, realize, nope, this isn't the club I want, and go back again. I hate those people.
In retirement, you meant offense, but in retirement.
But it sounds better. I could bless
never be a ranger because I would have everybody kicked off the course immediately. I played with a friend. He's probably watching, M. Maynard. We were at Dormy Club. And I watched him, and there's nobody on the whole golf course. We were the only four golfers on the whole golf course, so it didn't matter. But I watched him get out of his cart, walk up to the tee box, get his laser, walk back. Everybody does that. Why is it so hard to bring a couple of clubs with you? I don't understand that. And then when you tell somebody they're playing slow, they say, well, there's nobody behind me. Well, what does that have to do with it?
That doesn't change anything.
I do not understand why people want to be out there for 5 hours. I do not understand.
We talked about it last week. You said, do you think you'll ever play? And I was like, I don't even think that I can play for 4 hours. So wanting to be out there for five or six, like, oof, no, thank you. And I love golf. I do. I truly do. I actually really enjoy the sport. And it was really fun when I actually started to see some progress. But that's just a lot of time.
And I know that there's subtle nuances to slow play. So I don't want to turn this into a rant. Like, for instance, I'll use this one. You're 220 out, 215 out, mm-hmm. and you probably can't make the green.
Sure.
But the truth is you have to wait for the green to clear because the one in 100 chance you can, you don't want to kill somebody.
No, absolutely not.
That's more important to me than the 5 minutes it takes. Plus, after that point, it'll speed it up. The person who's waiting, who does the 30-second pre-shot routine and then tops the ball, I'll never make fun of that person because we've all been there. We've all hit bad shots regardless of what type of golfer you are. Mm-hmm. At the same time, read the room. Like, know that if it's a busy day on the golf course, instead of walking around your putt 16 times for you to hit it halfway there, guilty, just take a look. You know you're not going to make it. The odds of the amateur golfer making a 20-foot putt are very small. So just take a quick look, roll it, have some fun, but be courteous to others.
There's one more person that I can't stand.
Go for it. Is it me?
Well,
it's probably me.
It depends on the day. Just kidding. Kind of. the person who spends 20 minutes looking for their golf ball.
Yes.
If it's gone, it's gone. Just let it go.
Yeah. It's.
I know they're expensive. I do. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but at some point, just let it go. And for that, somebody, Marmel, was asking about what else you could use for cheese instead of blue cheese. If you don't like blue cheese, like I said in the recipe, you could switch it up to just doing ranch dressing or none of those at all. And then you could play around with whatever kind of cheese you like. You could do cheddar cheese in there.
Really jumping around on our topic list here.
Sorry, but I was trying to answer a question. You could actually do like goat cheese in there if you wanted to. Whatever you like.
I'm a big goat cheese fan. Cream cheese would work well too.
It's in the recipe already.
Yeah. We mentioned earlier, next week we have a special show. Adam Rank's joining us. We're also going to have a pretty cool Srixon contest. Srixon. Not Strixon. Not Srixton. Not Srixon. Srixon. We have a fun Srixon contest going on with him. But we're not done yet. We wanted to talk a little bit about collections.
Yes, and actually that was kind of a good segue because if you ever watch Adam on... Fantasy.
Is it called Fantasy Live? What's their show called? Fantasy Now? Fantasy Football?
Fantasy Football Live? I thought it was Fantasy Football Live.
It might be Fantasy Football Live.
Yeah, whatever it is. Right now they're not in studios, so they're showing them in their homes. And he's got his Funko Pops in the back.
Oh, yeah. He does have some Funko Pops in the back, along with like every Bears hat ever made.
Yeah, well, he's a big Bears fan. So with that, continue.
Oh, so do people collect things around the golf? Around golf, do you have a man cave? Do you collect action figures? Like, what's your thing? I was never a big collector, but moving into our new place, Morgan and I both wanted to set up. I'll call it a man cave for lack of a better
word. But no, what was it? It was our LT room.
It was LT room. So this all started from probably years ago. We were watching something before football was starting, the pregame on NFL Network, and they had LaDainian Tomlinson from his home, and he was in his theater, and he had a row of jerseys on each side of him. And coming from my background, what I used to do, I had some of that stuff, but I had given it away years ago or left it in the office. I don't think we were allowed to take anything with us, which is kind of funny, but we both kind of loved that look.
Yeah.
And I went to this idea of when we had this set up, we would set up this room with the jerseys, but our jerseys are a little different.
They are. But we always said when we saw that, we were like, we're going to have an LT room. So we just always called it the LT room because of that.
Yeah. So our jerseys that we put up are basically mostly football, but entertainment driven.
Right. Because it's sort of like our
theater,
movie watching space, but also where we would watch Sunday football.
Yeah.
So we combine the two worlds.
So like we have Willie Beeman in there, who's from Any Given Sunday. It's signed by Jamie Foxx, and Laces Out Dan,
which is my favorite
one you wanted.
Well, I also grew up a Dolphins fan, so like it all kind of worked together.
Yeah, Roger Dorn from Major League. We got a baseball jersey of
and
his.
Roy F. and Kent.
And for our friends there that, what's the name of it?
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. Roy Kent is a favorite character. So we got Goldstein to sign that Roy F. and Kent. And it's just some fun stuff. So I'm curious what you guys do, what you guys collect, whether it's around golf, whether it's not around golf. What's your thing?
We do have one golf thing in there too.
Yeah, we have a Tiger Woods 2019 Masters flag that's signed in there that was a gift. And that one's kind of cool. He won that year and nobody gave him a chance. And it was pretty cool. So that's in there. But there's some cool stuff. And we're going to give away some cool stuff coming up on that too.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, the Don Shula thing would be cool. I'm a big Don Shula fan, obviously.
Good steakhouse too.
Yeah.
So just something we want to hear from you guys, what you collect, what you don't collect, what if you don't collect anything from these courses, what you do. Like every time I go to a course that has a nice selection of stuff, I try to buy a polo or a quarter zip or something like
which
that.
Which I think is great.
Yeah. So Dormy Club, Ballyhack. Ballyhack's got a gray logo. This one I'm actually wearing is from Olympia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That I got when we did a shaft up there with US Team EMEA. And I try to get a polo. Sometimes you go to the courses and they don't have great logos. And we talked about that on the THP forum. Coeur d'Alene is an example of that. What a fantastic property. But their logo looks like it's clip art from the 80s.
Which is so disappointing because I still remember when you came back the first time. You're like, this place is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous in every way except their logo. So I didn't want to buy anything.
Yeah.
Bellerive that I've been to numerous times. Is another one. Like I just didn't love the logo. I did buy a pair of shorts from there that has it on the little waist thing. But so yeah, a lot of people do the logo balls. I'm not a big golf ball display guy, which is kind of funny considering they're right there, but those are all from, they're all THP related.
They can be really cool though, if you get those, the nice box.
And yeah. The nice display
box. Yeah. I can see that.
So what do you buy when you go to the courses too? We're curious. I know that people, who go to the dormy clubs usually spend a lot of time in the pro shop because they're really well stocked. The cool thing is I saw somebody in the comments mention bag tags. When you play there, you actually get one with your name on it. They come to the first tee or wherever and put one on your bag. So kind of neat little thing there. We mentioned next week we have a special show, and we do. Adam Rank joining us. It's going to be a ton of fun. We hope you guys enjoy it. We thank you guys for tuning in. Now, remember, contest going on right now. So the show, as soon as we click end broadcast, you can go on there and leave what you think is the worst segment. It's probably going to be me saying you should duct tape your kids, but yeah, it could be any one of them because we've had some terrible segments today.
And a few dead air moments.
A few dead air moments too.
Yeah, this is probably our worst.
Yeah, tell us which of the worst golf podcast segments was the actual worst.
We didn't talk about our green light.
Oh yeah, we do have green lights.
I wore green to match our new green light.
Yeah, we have some green lights glowing back here. They're lightsabers for anybody asking. They actually are. They have special powers. Morgan may or may not be a Mandalorian. I'm just throwing that out
there. I don't even know what that is.
So, but thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a special show.
Bye everybody.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.